Today is a good day for war to come to an end. The symbolic number of 1,000 US casualties was passed today in Iraq. I'm writing this on September 9, 2004. Most of the deaths occurring after victory was declared over a year ago. What is the world like on the day that you listen to this? I cannot predict, but I know even if this particular war is over, you will be confronted with terrorism, suicide bombings, insurrections, and civil war somewhere on the planet, and nuclear threats from nations like North Korea and Iran. Violence will still be raging out of control. At the outset of 2003, it was estimated that 30 military conflicts were being fought around the world. It's a good day for all these wars to come to an end. But will they? To end war, you have to think of ending not just one conflict and not just 30. What we have to end is the idea of war, which has turned into the habit of war and then into the numbing constancy of war. The last time the US wasn't on a war footing was December 6, 1941, the day before Pearl Harbor inflamed the US into declaring war against Japan. Since then, America has accepted the need for a huge standing army, the growth of arms manufacturers and merchants into a massive part of the economy, intensive research into new technologies of death, and a political climate in which it is suicide to come out against war. This whole situation keeps us on a war footing even when there is no declared war. Like any habit, war has worn a groove in our minds so that when we become very afraid or very angry, the response of war comes naturally. We reach for war the way a chain smoker reaches for a cigarette, muttering all the while that we have to quit. This audiobook is about erasing that groove. The way of peace has to become a new habit. To do that, it must offer a substitute for every single thing that war now provides. You may feel immune to the appeal of war, but everyone has benefited from war's gifts in some measure. War provides an outlet for national vengeance. It satisfies the demands of fear. It brings power to the victor. It provides security to the homeland. It opens an avenue for getting what you want by force. Today, after a century in which more than 100 million people have died from war, we survivors still turn to war because we think it does some good. The satisfaction of waging war cannot be replaced by philosophy or religion. The Buddha and the Prince of Peace could not have spoken out more strongly against violence, yet their beliefs have been distorted into a cause for bloodshed at the hands of their followers. Can the way of peace really substitute for all that? Can it succeed where centuries of wisdom and morality have failed? It can, because the way of peace isn't based on religion or morality. It doesn't ask us to become saints overnight or to renounce our feelings of anger or thirst for revenge. What it asks for is something new, conscious evolution. Humanity has evolved to transcend many things that once seemed innate. We have learned to use reason. We have overcome superstition and disease. We have exposed the darkness of the psyche to light. We have delved deep into the workings of nature. All these successes point the way to the next step, which is the realization that human beings have outgrown war. Today isn't the day that I or anyone else can say that human beings are finally and forever beyond war. The only news item today that gives hope is a small one, which says that the last 12 months, despite the headlines from Iraq, brought the fewest deaths in war since 1945, the end of World War II. The total body count from all conflicts over the last year was 20,000 worldwide. So the trend may be starting already. I would argue that for the majority of people in America and many other parts of the world, the tide of the future has turned already. People are ready to follow the way of peace, if only they can learn what it is. What this audiobook has to teach isn't mystical. The way of peace is based on the same thing that ushered in the age of science, a leap in consciousness. When they witnessed demonstrations of steam engines, electric lights, and vaccines, people adapted to science at the level of their own awareness. A leap in collective consciousness took place. The way of peace, I believe, can change the future in the same way. It's time for society to take a direction that conforms to what the individual wants. There can be no excuse for living our comfortable lives embedded in a culture of mechanized war and violence. You and I are not innocent bystanders to war. We depend upon it politically, economically, and socially. I will show in detail why this is true and how we can shift our allegiance to a way of life that is not entangled in war or death. The more people who join us, the faster war will come to an end. Instead of wishing that others would stop killing, you can become a force for peace. If you shift your allegiance to peace, war ends today. This happens one person at a time, but it works. How hard is it to look up and say, "Today is a good day for war to end"? If your consciousness follows these words and remains true to them, war will never return to your life again.